lesotai.
Let your Ravina like put his bags on his shoulders. The oz legabe the Ravuna rabbi. Let him go to his Rebbe Ravuna. The Yom Ravuna, let him hold like Ravuna's psak. Because Ravuna says like this, the Yom Ravuna always says, Gita kimat nosai. That a get has the same halacha like matonis, and the opposite way also. A matona present has the same halacha like a get. What does that mean to say? Ma mat nosai. Just like a person is sick and gives away a present, a matna shimera, im omad chayzer. If he gets well later, he has a right to retract. Because we say the only reason why he wanted to give away this present is because he thought he's dying, so he doesn't need his money anymore. But later, when he gets well, he has a right to retract. So therefore, ask Gita the same thing by get, im omad chayzer. If a husband says, write a get for my wife, and then he gets well, he could be chayzer. Omad Gita, just like by get, afagav the loy pirish, even though he does not explain, kisvu tnu, kivun the yama kisvu. Once the husband says to write up the get, afagav lo yama tnu, even though we did not say give it, we have a right to write the get and give it. That's the din of the Mishnah. When somebody is yotze b'kailur, and you hear from this man to say, write up a get for my wife, we say what the husband means is, write it and give it to his wife. If so, Rav Huna says they both have the same halachas, it comes out, af mat nasoin. When somebody is going out to be killed, and he says, give a present to this person, af mat nasoin, kivun diya matnu. Once this person, like here, this mice here, that Geneva, said, all he said is just tnu. He just says, hovu arba meyazuz, he just said, give $400 to Rabbi Avino. So since this person, Geneva, said it, afagav de lekonimine, even though Rabbi Avino did not make any kinyonim here, still he's kinda. That's what Reb Zeri meant to say. Reb Zeri meant to say to Reb Avinu, no, you're zecher in the money right now. You have a right to go and collect $400 worth of wine. Even though Geneva did not make any kinyonim to you, he only said, he left like a tzavor, I want Reb Avinu to get $400, but you say, matnos is kagitoi. But just like our Mishnah says, by a get. If the man just says, write a get to my wife, we say he also means to give it, my matana also. If it just say give the matana, that's as if the kinyan took place also. And this Gemara says no mask of Lord Rab Abba. Imam, if so, imam matana, maybe just like a matana. Yeshtaliachamisa. The person like here gave the tzavot to give the matana, even though Geneva died first, they give the present after he died. So maybe you want to make a deek then. Af get yeshtaliachamisa. Maybe even after the husband dies also still we give a get to the wife. In other words, we know we don't do this. So you see, you don't learn all the halachas get to matana. So maybe you don't learn out this halacha reader that matana, the fact he said it, is enough. Maybe you don't learn out this either from get. So one says, no, that's not a pircha. Hochi ashtu, what's one have to do with the other? Bishlema matana isaliyacha misa. It's very good if you left word before you die that you want a matana to be given. So after the person dies, so what? His savo is still here. The money is still on the hishlita like. The kids yashnit, there's a mitzvah kind of divriya mace. So mainly you have to go and give the money to that person. But get liyacha misa miko. But get it doesn't, the whole mussar doesn't apply after misa. Rashi always says, like, when the husband dies, his reshus goes off his wife. His wife automatically becomes mutter to anybody. So it doesn't apply get anymore. There's no get to be given. He's not the husband anymore. So therefore you can't learn out get to matanam. By matanam it applies, and by gittin it doesn't apply. But I call upon him, it's good what we're saying now, Rabbi Avina had a right to go and collect $400. Moses, El Rababa, Hochaku Kashali. If you have a question here, this is the question to ask. Matna Shchimera b'miksasi. L'chura, this present was a present of a Matna Shchimera. Could you tell me now, Geneva was going out to be killed, he had a locha like a Matna Shchimera. But a locha is, if you only give away a little bit, not all of your things, that's not a good kinyan. When do we say the Rabbanim made a special corner for Matna Shchimera? If the guy, when he's dying, gives away all his presents, then we say he really means it. If the guy only gives away a little bit, then nothing doing. And over here it was only a little bit. Matna Shchimera b'miksas boy kinyan. Then the klal is a matana b'miksas, you still need a kinyan. So it's a kash, here he didn't make a kinyan. So Mar says, Nechlala has to come out then, to Rav Huna sub boy kinyan. Who knows, you don't need a kinyan. For the mother can't be, for a kaimelon, the boy kinyan, but we hold you do need a kinyan. When the Shchimera says, gives away half of his property from Matana, we need a kinyan there. Because since he's not giving away everything, he's not really that nervous yet. So you don't have the special takana, the kinyan, it's without a kinyan. You need a kinyan, here there was no kinyan. So Moran says, Shana Yocha de Mitzava Machmas Misu. Here was different. It wasn't just Tama Matnas Shimera. Here was a Tzavoy left over. He left over a Tzavoy that there's a new mitzvah, a kind of Divri Mace over here. So, Shana Yocha de Mitzva Mitzava Machmas Misu. Mechal, if so, you want to tell me the Rabbi Sava Mitzava Machmas Misa Boy Kinyan? I have a Kaimel and Loy Boy Kinyan. So, what's the Nachlokes? This everybody agrees. If someone leaves a Tzavoy, a will, before he dies, so when it says in the will, we don't need a kinyan for it. So what's the machlekes then? So Moran says like this, it's not true, there was a will, it is like a will, and you don't need a kinyan. So what's the machlekes then? Eli Rabab Lachukashale. Chamra Lekoma. What exactly did Geneva say? He said like this, he said, Hobu Arba Meyazuzi, Larebi Avino, Mechamra than her pocket. He should have $400 from wine. So, Chamra Lekoma. He didn't say clearly to get wine because he said 400. The mechamra loy kamra, because mechamra come. He didn't say to get the money, because he said to take from wine. It's like, what did he mean? So since he didn't tell him anything clearly, he can't get either one of them. Like the Yoshim have right to push him off. You want the wine? No, he meant the money. You want the money? He meant the wine. Vidach, what does Rav Huna hold? No. Mechamra, that he said from the wine, k'dei liyafus as koichai. He only meant to give Rav Avina the choice. He meant to say, you're for sure going to get $400. Sometimes the money will get lost on the way, then you have a right to collect from the wine. Sometimes the wine will get spoiled, you have a right to get the money. I meant to say, I'm giving you the choice to get the better of the two. And Shochem Mitzalma sent back from Eretz Yisrael, Mechamra Gadeh Liyafas Koich, that's Taka Dalocha. When the person said, take $400 from the wine, it does not mean like it's up to the Yoshim to throw him off each way, but he meant for his sake, that you have the choice to get the better of the two. If you want the money, you can be makfa to get the money. If you see the money got lost on the way, you have a right to ask for the wine. So he meant to say you have the better choice on the way, therefore for sure you do get it. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Samach Vovam and Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mishahoyo Mushlach Labor. If a person was thrown into a pit, the Omar, when the husband is down there in the pit, the husband says, "Kol hashemeyas koilos, whoever could hear my voice, yichtoiv get liyishtoi. I give you permission, I tell you, go write a guest for my wife." And the person says over exactly what his name is, his wife's name is, name of the city, and now somebody goes and writes the get. So the locher is, "Hare elu yichtavu v'yitnu." In such a case, they have a right to write the get and give the get also. Because they could trust the husband to give a get to his wife. So Gemara asks why. V'lecha Shem Mashaitu. Right, Pashin, we did not see the man down there. Just somebody was walking by the bor, and he heard a voice come out of the pit saying, you can give my wife a get, but let's be afraid it's only a shade. It's only a demon. It's not really a person. It's not the Baal. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Kishiro Lo Demusadim. No, we saw an image of a person there. So Gemara says, so what? Inunami idmu ye idmu. They also could appear like a person. The shadim. So Gemara says, the chozalei bavua. They saw his shadow. So Gemara says, so what? Inunami yithlu bavua. The shadim could also have a shadow. So how do you know it's the husband? Maybe it's only a shade. A demon. So Gemara says, the chozalei bavua de bavua. They saw like a shadow of the shadow. That sometimes when the sun is out strong, there's like a double shadow you have. There's a darker shadow and a lighter shadow, shade. So, kitza by a person, you could have sometimes two types of, shadow. So, Mora says, so what? Vidum inunami islu. Maybe the shadim could also have a double type of a shadow. So, that's what Gemara says, no. This much we know, that Omer Rabbi Chanina, limadnu, Yonason b'ni, I learned from my son Yonason that bevua islu. It's possible that shadim could have a shadow, but bevua de bevua leslu. That's for sure. They do not have this double type of a shadow, a darker type and a lighter type. That they do not have. So therefore, we know clearly it was a man there. Therefore, if you know it's a man, you have a right to say it's the husband and to trust him to give a get to his wife. So Mora says still, but v'dilma tzarihi. Maybe the person inside there was a tzara. A tzara means maybe it's the other wife of the husband that only wants to make it bad for their wife. Now, the kids may have to be afraid. Maybe it's not the real husband there. Maybe it's somebody else. that just wants to get even on his wife, to make make somebody give a get to his wife, then the wife got married to somebody else, and it comes out later, we'll find out the get was never a good get. So Marin says, no, Tana Dvere Bishmol, Dvere Bishmol, we learned that Vishas HaSakona, at a time when a person is in a Sakona, a person, let's say, is about to die, and he tells somebody to write a get, is Koisvin, we write the get, V'Nosen, and we give it. Afal Pi Shein Makirin, even though we don't recognize the man. In other words, we don't go to sit down, you don't have to recognize this man. If it's a Shas HaSakona, we have a right to trust him to say that most probably he is the husband, and you have a right to give over the get. Here also, a person that's fell into a bore, like, we have to be afraid also, he's in a big sakona there, he also may die down there. So he's telling us right now, is he wants to get to be given, so in such cases we could trust him. And therefore that's the din of our Mishnah, that if somebody was thrown into a pit, and somebody else walking by on the top just hears the voice of the man saying, give a get to my wife, we have a right to believe that it is the real husband, and we have a right to give the get to his wife. The Mishnah says, Habori Shoma, if a healthy man says, kiss will get li ishti, he tells somebody, write a get for my wife. So locher is, rotzo letzachek bo. The husband can still laugh at his wife. In other words, since he did not tell this person to give the get, the person does not have the right to give it. So just like the husband is playing around, but no get could be given. Maisa, once happened a case, the borrower with a healthy man, a borrower yechod, shoma kiss will get liishti. He gave a mess, he told somebody, write a get for my wife. And then what he did was, we all the Rosh Hagag, he went up to the top of the roof, and what happened in between was that this man went and wrote the get and gave it to his wife. And then the husband went up to the roof, and Ophel, Umeis, fell down and died. So Shimon Gamliel says like this, Omer Shimon ben Gamliel, if the husband fell off by himself, he committed suicide, like, harais the get, then the get is a good get. Even though first the husband only said to write the get, but like we'll soon see in the Gemara, the end explains the beginning. That since this husband had a mind to commit suicide, when he first said, write the get, for sure he meant to write it and to give it to his wife. But im haruach dochosai, if only the wind pushed the man off the roof, then ain't a get, then we don't have any proof from the end, but rather all the husband said was just kisvu, so kisvu does not mean to give the get, therefore the shliach does not have a right to give the get. So Mori asked the question, Maisa Lister. It's a Maisa, just the opposite of what we just learned. Like first we learned in the Mishnah, if the husband says, Kisvu, it means nothing, since he did not tell them to give the get. And then you bring down a story that the husband just said, Kisvu, and the get's a good get. So it's the opposite of what we just learned. So Mori answers, Chasurei Mechsor, something is missing here in the Mishnah. Vochi Ketoni, this is the way really we should learn the Mishnah. Im Hoich, the Mishnah says true. If a healthy man just tells somebody to write a get for his wife, that means nothing. Writing it does not mean to give it. But then the Mishnah adds on though, Im Hoichiach Soifei Al Chilosoi, if the end shows us that at the beginning he really, really meant to give the get, Hareis the get, then the person has the right to give over the get. Now it's good. Umay Tsunami, now the Mishnah brings down the story also like this. Bibori, there was a healthy man. Shoma kisva get liishti. He told this person, Ruvain, go write a get for my wife. And then the husband went up to the roof. Viola l'roish agag v'nofel umeis. And then the other Shimon Gamliel. Im meyatz menofel, if the person committed suicide, jumped off himself. So then hareis a get. The get's a good get. Why? Because the end shows us that at the beginning, when he told the person to write the get, what he meant to do is write it and give it to my wife. He meant to give the get to his wife. Like before he committed suicide, he wanted to make sure there wouldn't be a mitzvah yibum, so he wanted to give his wife a get. But im haruach tochosai, if it's just the wind that threw him off, then ain't a get. Then there's no end to show us that he really meant it at the beginning. Then we have the klal. If the man is a healthy man, and he only says to write a get, that does not mean to give it. He have no right to give the get. Mar says now, who got where there was a man, the old of Kanishti, went into shul. Ashkach Mikri Yanuka Obrei. He saw a Rebbe and his son. Mikri Yanuka, a Rebbe that was teaching kids, but happened to be he was learning with his own son. the Yasvi that was sitting there in shul, the Yosef in the Shachmina Gabayu, and there was a third man there also. Kitzur, there was the Rebbe and the third man and the son. Omalu, now the man that came in said to these three people like, Omalu, betray minaychu, two of you three, nichtavu gitel beisua. I want you to write the get for my wife. That was the case. And l'saif at the end it came out, shochiv, mikriyanuka. Later what happened was that the Rebbe died. So now the question is, who's left over? This third person and the son. So the question is, could these two people write the get or not? Like the son was already by mitzvah, let's say. Could he write the get or not? The question is, mi mishavya inshi, v'roh shliach v'mokam abba, when a person sees a father and a son there, do you also mean to include the son also? Then here, when the father dies, you could use the son to write the get? Or maybe no. Like for Mokim, you have a father and a son. What you meant to use is for sure only the father. You only meant that the father, the Rebbe, should go and write the get. Now, what you meant to say is the Rebbe and this third person, but not the son. Therefore, now when the Rebbe dies, you cannot use the son because he did not mean to appoint the son. That's the question. Tomorrow says, Rav Nachman Omar, Loi Mishavi Inshi Broh, Shlicha B'Mokam Abba. It's true that the Svari is the first, when the husband went into the shul, he did not have in mind to really appoint the son. Since the father was there, when you have a son and a father, like you can't use both of them, they can't create them together, so for sure you did not mean to use both of them, so you mean to use the father, not the son. Therefore, even though later when the father dies, the son cannot be a shliach, cannot go and write the get. That would be an aid on the get. For our papa yamano, mishavya inshi bro shlich v'mokam abba. A person can mean to appoint the shlich, the son. Like either one that does it is good. If the father wants to do it, let him do it. The son wants to do it, let him do it. He's not makbid v'davka to appoint the father and not the son. So even though the father dies later, the son has the right to write the get and give over the get. Abba Omar, Omar Rav says, Hilchus, so what's the maskon, what's the locha? Meshavya inshi v'roh shliach v'mokam abba. Yes, a person does appoint the son even though the father is there. See, when this husband went into shul, and there were three people there, the svaris he gave either one of them a right to write again and give it over. Or either two of them could be the eidim. So now that the father dies, the son has the right to be an aid to write again and give it over. The Mishnah says like this, Omar lishnayim tenu get lishti. If a husband tells two people, give a get to my wife. In other words, even though before we had, if he only says kisvu, that does not mean to give it, but when he says tenu, tenu is good. Tenu means both. If he tells somebody, give it to your wife, you mean to point them to write it and give it. That's what you mean. So Omar lishnayim tenu get lishti. Oy, or else in a